Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. This week we're exploring the role architecture plays in keeping public spaces relevant and valued. WTA Architecture and Design Studio in Manila has created The Bookstop, a project that reinvents place and space, and a library that embodies an increased accessibility to fragmented urban environments. William T. from the company spoke to Monocle's James Chambers in Hong Kong about the design of a city and how it affects the lives of its citizens.
For us, social architecture, it's about trying to make an architecture that would have a positive social impact. And it's really about how architecture can exist in society and be a big part of, especially in a developing country, a big part of nation building. And in terms of our architecture, we've been trying to create localized spaces that are networked together, make them barrier-free so that it's open to the entire range of society, not just a particular segment, you know, and not to exclude any particular part of society, and to, you know, get the general public to have more awareness about architecture, especially how it affects their daily lives. The Bookstop project is a micro library. It's about 12 square meters. And the thing with this library is that it's completely open. It's open 24/7. There's no one guarding it. Anyone can just come in and take a book. And we've been able to insert them in like piazzas, in squares, in public parks. And we've been able to kind of like make a place come to the people. The inherent relationship between people and architecture is we are always going to a place. And we always talk about how architecture should engage the people, but I think by bringing, you know, our institutions and breaking them down into a network of smaller spaces that can be inserted, you know, into people's daily lives, that way we can like get more interest for like institutions that have somehow been forgotten by the current generation, like libraries and museums. I think even in how it was operated, like a lot of times in terms of like our institutions, there are so many barriers towards entry. You have to enter a gate. You have to enter a door, you have to, you know, pass through security, registration, and all that. And so in the mindset of like young people, libraries are kind of like a harsh place where you shouldn't like have fun. And by creating this kind of like open space, we were able to attract people that are not normally attracted towards libraries. And a good example of that would be the, you know, undocumented people. For example, like here, at least in Manila, you'd have like the street kids, you have like the street vendors. And these are the people that you really want to get inside the library because these are the people who need access to books the most. For the churches, you have chapels everywhere. And now you see this like very successful institution reaching out to the populace, right? And they've been able to insert themselves into our daily lives by being in shopping malls, you know, in hospitals, everywhere you will find a chapel. That kind of like got us thinking to like, how could like this big institution insert itself into our daily lives? And so we were saying that if this format proves successful for these big institutions, now could we use them for our cultural, art, and educational institutions? How can it be translated into like this network of like diverse spaces? In such a crowded city like Manila, a lot of our public space is actually very limited. And so they're kind of like small leftover spaces. And so it's been neglected because it's, you know, out of mind. If you can come up with like these micro forms and activate these spaces, then you can make up for the lack of huge public parks. So I think the private sector, you know, being so dominant in the country and in the city could do so much because they have a lot of these like spaces, you know, at the edge of their developments, at the edge of every building. I think it could be activated for more social purposes. And government needs to kind of like promote this, you know, as a channel instead of building these huge monolithic institutions, for example, like a huge museum or a library that, you know, that always catches the public's fancy. But the day-to-day lives of people, they don't really interact with them. Like, I wouldn't know the last time I went to like the National Museum here or the National Library. And if you look at the data, we actually had more foot traffic and turnover in a, like a 12 square meter library than the National Library. So we were all amazed. That's why we kept continuing.
Our very special thanks to William T. and Monocle's Hong Kong Bureau Chief James Chambers for that report. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can always listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. Do remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. But for now, I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.